for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
One morning in the kitchen, she brought to me what looked like a very ugly plastic puck of resin that had aluminum shavings inside of it. And, you know, I put on my technical hat. I'm looking at this. She said, my son, this will help you sleep. And I'm looking at this and I'm like, how is this into myself? Obviously, I've said this to myself. How is this thing going to help me sleep? How am I going to get rest by looking at this?
You're very skeptical.
I didn't believe, but at that time I was desperate for anything because I wasn't sure if I could do another night or two without getting any deep rest. So I had this in the bed with me, and it was the first night in 2 weeks I was able to actually sleep deeply for 7 hours.
And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth a chrysoprasus, the 11th a jacinth, the 12th an amethyst.
Folks, do we have an amazing interview today? I tell you what, we are going to talk to Hope and Tivon, husband and wife team, engineers, researchers, and business professionals, American expats who live in Morocco. Tivon has a background as a U.S. Navy technician and energy technology engineer. Hope holds an MBA, has a variety of business management experience in both government, corporate finance, small business management, and marketing. You are going to learn about EMF protection. They wrote a book, co-authors Forbidden Tech, The Complete Guide to Energy, Social, and Biological Technologies that they did not want you to know about. The book is a collection of their life's work research on fringe topics at free energy, energy weapons, EMF radiation and protection, surveillance, and biotechnologies. Tell you what, we're going to learn a lot about our phones, some other things that disturb our body, and what they have done and put together to help us out. It is absolutely amazing. You don't want to miss it. This has been a work in progress. I should have done this a long time ago, but the Lord has been working around all of us in perfect timing, right? We know all things work together for good. And so throughout this video, you guys can go below in the description box, ftwproject.com. For those that are listening in, ftwproject.com/REF/532. Now, I know there's some things that are in the end, but just go in the description box below, folks. Even if you're on your phone, you're listening in, that link is below. Click on that, and you'll be able to find these amazing products. Again, we've been praying for folks' health, and we've had holistic. We've had so many that have come on with the mushrooms and more, but this one is really, really close to my heart as we've been, I believe, invaded through our phones and so much more on our bodies. And I tell you what, Hope and Tivon, I've been following you for years, and I wish I would have had you on here earlier, but here we are. Finally, I would love for you guys to share what's going on and how you guys got started and what you actually have, what product you have out there.
Thank you so much for having us. We're really glad to finally catch up with you here, and it's such an honor to be here with you and your audience. What we do is EMF protection products. And I'll let Tivon talk about how we started making our products for ourselves and how the business just kind of grew organically.
Yes. Thank you, Alti. So we started initially for ourselves. I'm coming from a naval background, also an IT support for different businesses. So my background is in the network IT engineering side of things. So at some point around 2014, I realized that I was being made ill, and I had to find things that were responsible for that. And during that journey, through different things that we tried, through process of elimination, we've come to the conclusion, especially with the conditions that we were in, that it had to be dealing with the toxic electrical environment that we were in. We're going through symptoms like insomnia, severe insomnia. There were days at a time where I couldn't hit REM sleep. Despite having working out, going for a run, trying to do exercise, I still felt as if I was lethargic, losing energy. So really had to go through process of elimination to find out what was the root cause of this, even to the point of changing our diet, cutting on things like alcohol, sugar, and processed flour. All of these things over the window of time led us to the solution, which was finding something that would help mediate or remediate, take care of the problems with a toxic EMF environment. Now, what put us on that path, what put me on that path at the time, because we didn't have a business at the time. We're simply looking for solutions for ourselves. And I really needed something to get me to go to sleep.
We
need a relief. And I didn't want to take pills because I'm not someone that, that likes to, I don't grab for sleeping things or pills this and pills for that. So I thought, if this is a problem, I don't want to rely on a can of pills for the rest of my life. I needed something to help me. So I don't even want to call this like just luck or God putting your mother into the mix there at the time. One morning in the kitchen, she brought to me what looked like a very ugly plastic puck of resin that had aluminum shavings inside of it. And, you know, I put on my technical hat. I'm looking at this. She said, my son, this will help you sleep. And I'm looking at this and I'm like, how is this into myself? Obviously, I'm saying this to myself. How is this thing going to help me sleep? How am I going to get rest by looking at this?
You're very skeptical.
I didn't believe, but at that time I was desperate for anything because I wasn't sure if I could do another night or two without getting any deep rest. So I had this in the bed with me, and it was the first night in 2 weeks I was able to actually sleep deeply for 7 hours.
Oh, wow. Can I pause you there for a second? You said EMF. Can you kind of let us know what that means when you said EMF?
Yes, EMFs is the electromagnetic fields or electromagnetic frequencies
that come from the cell phones, the towers,
from our technology,
the smart meters,
right?
The stuff around us.
Well, from our technology in general.
Technology.
Okay.
So, over the last almost in the last century, the human population has been exposed to elevated levels of high frequency electromagnetic fields in our daily use. And that has caused a stress on our immune system and on our bodies in the form of inflammation. And also what you're starting to find more and more of is people claiming to be electrosensitive, meaning that just by having technology around them, they're unable to have a normal life. There's all kinds of symptoms. Interestingly, I'll tell you, there's symptoms that also manifest in the form of flu-like symptoms when your body has been exposed for long periods of time in elevated levels of in an electromagnetic environment.
It's important to know that more and more people are becoming sensitive to the electromagnetic frequencies because they keep adding more and more and more technology to our environment.
So I'll give you an example too on the environment where we're living at the time where I was going through this this epiphany and this discovery of how a composite can possibly help in this situation. We're living on the flat on the fourth floor in the middle of town, in the north of the country here. We're in Morocco, and we were in between four cell towers that were about 300 yards from each other. Now, these are 4G LTE cell towers, but we were in like the line of sight of these cell towers in an elevated spot. Now, electrically, what that means is that you're getting the brunt of being in the cross section of all the fields that are basically what's being used for people's mobile phones and what have you. That traffic is going through your apartment and through you, and it has a negative reaction on your body. So having this puck make me sleep deeply for that first time put me on a whole deep dive into how is it possible to create composites that are able to change the or harmonize the electrical fields that are in your local environment and even on your skin or around your body so that it takes the stress off of your body.
Okay.
And depending on what different types of ingredients, the physical properties of the materials that you use, you know, when you research what things do to microwave fields and things like that, you're able to change the conditions around you, your family, and your local environment. Not necessarily block it, although some of these materials block it, but it's actually changing the nature of the field so that it is not as toxic as it would have been. And that was basically our revelation based on the work of others that have been working in this area of research as we have. When you go online, you'll see all kinds of technologies now that claim through their own means and their own research that they're able to take fields and transform them. They're called harmonizers. They're called different types of devices that passively change these fields. Ours deals with a composite that we make into different kinds of shapes for all kinds of applications. And one of them is to help people get good rest at night. And
okay, so I'm looking at the product here on, looks like your Instagram account.
Yep, that's our Instagram.
Yeah, and it looks like you have different shapes and sizes available. And so when I'm looking at these, can you tell me a little bit about what they are and what they do? I know there's different types, different shapes and sizes. Talk about this one here where it's got like the looks like you hang these around your neck maybe here, and then you've got some that look like discs almost the size of your hand. What did you guys develop? I mean, they look really nice too, like let's see right here.
They're all made by hand, by the way. It's a handmade artisan handcraft is the category of it, so it's all made by hand. And we've actually been accused by some people of saying that it's not true that they're made by hand. They're too perfect. They're made by hand. So this is how we make them by hand. We use shungite, iron oxide, steel, brass, and quartz crystals all in a powder form because each of those has a certain property. And everything that we do is based on science. And there's lots and lots of different scientific reports that we're basing all of our work off of that show how to measure the effects, right? There they are being made by hand. So when you mix these powders together and you put them into an epoxy resin, right, that cures or it hardens. And that creates a piezoelectric effect on the ingredients, which creates a passive field of harmonizing energy that comes out from the actual composite. So every single one of those are made with the same exact materials. They're just in different shapes for different uses. Like those are pendants that you can wear just, you know, to give you some personal protection just around your body.
Yep.
The sleeping pods, you see those are the blue. The blue ones that are like they fit in your hand.
Yeah.
There you go. The sleeping pods.
The one on the right.
Our number one bestseller. There we go. That's the sleeping pods. We've also got garden pucks because this composite is really good for your plant life.
Yes.
So a lot of people use the pucks and also the pyramids all around their garden. We have a big garden here. We grow basically a Garden of Eden in a desert climate because of the orgone energy that comes from these composites that helps to support the plant life. Because, you know, plants can get damaged by EMF as well.
Right.
Not to mention
your animals,
your livestock. And the reason for the pyramid shapes is geometric. There's actually properties that when you have a field of energy in the shape of a pyramid, it actually pushes the energy through the tip of the pyramid in order to cover a larger area. Mm-hmm. So that's why we make those pyramids, and people use those to grid their property, to set up the pyramids around the house in order to create like a dome of protection over your entire home or your property. And, you know, that they have effects. They go pretty far up into the atmosphere.
They're going for miles. We talk about miles.
We've got studies on our site talking about the pyramid studies where they shoot a column of energy up into the air to help to disperse any kind of pollutants or aerosol spraying that might be falling down. It helps to like change the spin and push those things away from your environment. men.
Oh, wow. No, I was looking at your customer just responses. I wanted to share one of these. The nerve pain feels like a shock throughout my hands. It removed the pain. It's still, it'll still come back, but thrilled. I don't need to do much, but keep the pendant around. That's from Indiana. And then you got another one from Australia. Received my products today. They look wonderful. I ordered for my children, Lance and Damon in Australia, who have also received their products. Thank you. And so you got all of these testimonials on your site and more. And another thing I wanted to show real quick was I see videos like this all the time where these guys will put up, it looks like, what is this? Like an EMF. They tell you how much strength these phones have in them. So I'm going to play this real quick, just a few seconds.
I turn the screen off to see what's going on there. 120. It's pulsing right now. Not sure why. See, I'm right next to the fridge and it's completely nothing is happening outside here. Now, when the microwave is off, you can see, well, it's barely nothing. Zero coming out of the cooler. But when we turn it on, see that from this distance, we're getting 360 milliwatts per meter squared, about half a meter away. The levels have dropped down to 100 milliwatts per meter squared. So that's the kind of levels you're getting when you're using mobile data, Wi-Fi, uploading and downloading data right next to you. So using your phone next to your head is like this much away from a microwave oven.
It's like you're microwaving your brain.
Yes, exactly.
So I'm going to add this. I'm going to show you a little bit more. This is where it gets a little bit more into the scary part for those that own electric cars.
That's 100 in the cabin here, everywhere. It goes out to about, it's 100. It's just 100 everywhere, basically, in this car. And it's on, but you're not driving. It's everywhere, actually. 75 back here. So it's buzzing at the moment.
So can you tell me what he's doing? I mean, some folks might be confused. Could you explain that since you have the technical expertise in this?
Okay. So, with a technical background, I am shocked to see that electric vehicles have that much high frequency in the car. I know others will say, well, it's because of the equipment. It's probably because of the power circuits that are used to keep the car running. But again, at the point, the thing about it is, what he's measuring is high frequency that's being emitted from some source within the car. I'm presuming it's the power circuitry that's in the car. But here's the thing, LT. Electric cars, like the DIY in your garage, has been around for a couple of decades. You know, when people used to take just forklift batteries and they'd convert their Beetle?
Okay.
Yeah, it's been around for a long time. Those aren't emitting high frequency fields.
Meaning it doesn't have to be bad
it
for
you. It doesn't have to be bad.
It's built right.
That's why this is a big problem. It's like, why are the large manufacturers, why do they have this huge flaw in high frequencies? And here's another point that's very important thank you for sharing that video, LT. This thing is that we highly recommend that everybody, because everybody gets tri-field meters. Like what he had was an EMF meter or what is also called a tri-field meter that is able to measure several modes of electromagnetic emission that is going through the air. And by doing that, you're able to identify the toxicity in your environment and create a record of evidence along with your local community to take the correct action needed for things like if you see this kind of activity happening around your school.
You know, can I ask you one more thing real quick on the technical side, just real quick? If you can break this down, he's showing that thing like 356. Okay. These are just numbers to us.
Yes.
And then he pulls it away about, I don't know, it had to be maybe 12 inches away.
Yes.
And he said it's at 258. And he said, that is basically what's that number. When you put your phone up next to you, that number is being generated into your body. And then that makes me think of, okay, so when I go to sleep at night, I put it next to my bed and I'm charging it. When I get in my car, it's with me. When I'm scrolling, it's with me. So could you tell me, why is that number a big deal? I don't understand. Why is that 258 a big deal? What's a normal number, if there is one?
There is a threshold that has been set based on studies. There's two ways you can get like when you buy a tri-field meter, for example, most of the tri-field meters come with a little pamphlet that gives you the scale for what is considered dangerous level or normal level or like below normal, like from basically from safe to danger. So okay. he got that when he bought the actual meter. Okay. So I know he doesn't go into details, and it's not something I have on me right on hand, but you can find it online. I like something dealing with safe levels of EMF exposure.
Yeah.
But basically one of the readings you'll get would be the power intensity of the actual area from the source. And so he's clearly looked at his chart, his pamphlet. He saw the range, and then he took the measure, the reading, and he saw the numbers he was getting. And he already knew what the range was, and he said, well, this is dangerous.
And what it does in your body is it affects your cells because it's a frequency. And when it gets to a certain frequency, it's like the voltage-gated cell walls. Mm-hmm. Your cell doesn't know what to do with it, so it goes inside of your cells and damages the cells in your body at mm-hmm. certain frequencies.
The cells are vibrating in the microwave range a billion times a second. Mm-hmm. That didn't happen before this recent technology was introduced a couple of decades ago. So humans are now in this environment that our cells are not used to. And that's what causes the inflammation, which leads to your immunity being worked, being suppressed, and can lead to things like illness and other things that come from that. That's why it's important that we recommend when you go to sleep at night, you're about to go to sleep, make sure you turn off all your equipment. Don't have the cell phone, have it on airplane mode or have it off, and don't have it even in the room. Don't have your computer on at night. Don't have these things on at night, because the part of your brain that secretes the hormone that allows you to sleep mm-hmm. is unable to perform that function when it's being hit by mm-hmm. this radiation that's coming from your equipment. It's almost as if someone took the light on you and shined it in your face and say, now try to fall asleep.
And it's not,
and your brain still sees that microwave energy.
It's not right. just physical, but it's also emotional mood swings yes. as well, because yes. of the hormone imbalances. So there's you might feel like a lot of irritation, anxiety, depression. All of these things are caused by EMFs in your environment as well.
Right. I wanted to add this right here, an article that came out. They've been sharing quite a bit. Apple even issued a health warning to millions to keep their iPhone 6 inches away from their chest, same device to interview with pacemakers. And it said, not only that, the tech behemoth warns that the magnets and electromagnetic field may interfere with the machine's function, which could be fatal. Oh my goodness. I mean, if you do your research and you start looking around, you yes. start realizing it's like they're releasing this information almost in a way to protect themselves in case something ever actually comes out showing you how dangerous these products can actually be. And so that's what makes it amazing, is that, in my opinion, thank God that you guys worked so hard to provide a product realizing what was happening to people. You could have just looked at this and said, yeah, I noticed these products will help out our family. Yeah, let's just help our family out. You guys went above and beyond, created a product, worked together with your own hands, right, on your own, for several years. It's 10 years now, right? You've been working.
Well, this business is 8 years.
Yeah, we're on our eighth year.
And the way it started, like we said, was very organic. We needed these products for ourselves, so we made them for ourselves. Then our friends and family were saying, please send us some. Then we were shipping to people, and organically a business grew out of it. And we literally started from nothing.
Yes.
And we worked our way up with our own hands and built our business. And now we're 8 years running, and we've had over 20,000 customers.
Oh, that's so amazing. That's amazing.
God's really blessed our business.
I want to remind folks too, just while we're in the middle here, if you go in below the video, folks, and you click on that link, that'll let them know that you guys got this product or heard about it from LT. If you probably have a phone number on your website too that they can call. And
yes,
and so if you call them, just let them know, hey, I listened to you on the LT show. So it just kind of helps guys gauge who they're getting their products ordered from and more. So just want to remind you, the link is in the description box below. And these amazing products will be available for you. I'm looking at the sleeping pods, phone shields, things that you hang around your neck and more. I mean, I'm just excited to have this product now because I was talking to you before this interview, and I said, man, I've been having headaches all week long, and I'm not dehydrated. I don't drink coffee anymore. And it seems like something's wrong. And I said, oh, I think God Almighty was sending me a signal to get me ready for this interview. So when I finally get this product, because it's been shipped to us, and I put this thing on, I know it's going to change me, and I'm excited about it. I've heard from so many people how they use this, and it's helped them so much, and I just appreciate what you guys have done.
I want to say also that all of our prices include worldwide shipping. Okay. That's right. It's into the price, so that's not in addition. And we do have a very extensive FAQs page. We've answered just about every question under the sun over the years in video form, because lots of people have lots of questions about these products and how they can be measured and all different things. So there's tons and tons of FAQs there. And we do have our terms and conditions as well. It's important for people to know that these are made by hand. This is not like, you know, next day delivery from Amazon. It's very different. It's a custom order, custom made by hand just for you. So we do have some time for processing and shipping. And we explain the whole schedule from when you order to getting your tracking number. It's all explained in our terms and conditions. Also, our refund policy, if you wanted to return it. So all of that's there on our website. And hopefully we provided a lot of information so folks can really feel confident in giving us a try.
Awesome. Now, I noticed with all the FAQs, the very first question I would love for you guys to go over again. How do your products work? Could you just explain the basic breakdown? Tell me how it works. You bring this bad boy into your home. You wear it around your neck everywhere you go. What is going on with these products?
So again, when you mix those ingredients in powder form into an epoxy resin, and that resin cures or gets hard, it creates the piezoelectric effect, which basically means that these products are passively emitting a field of what is called orgone energy. It's coming off of the product. It doesn't expire. You don't have to renew it or charge it or replace it. Once that field is generated, it just keeps passively emanating that field. And it's all coming from the natural ingredients that are inside.
There's two things. it's able to, that's made possible because the field that's being generated is in reaction to the EMF that's already in the environment. These toxic fields that are already in the environment, well, these materials are changing the nature of these fields and are re-emitting it, scattering what's already in the environment.
It's different than just blocking. It's not like we're just gonna block all the EMF.
Okay.
Think of it as it's gonna clean
the energy. It's like a filter. It behaves like a filter.
Cleaning the energy. So it doesn't turn off the frequencies altogether. It cleans them so that they're more healthy for life. And you can tell, you could measure, there's some fascinating tests that we've got.
Experiments that you measure it by.
You can measure how they're working by seed growth or seed germination tests that you can do.
If you're a beekeeper.
Bees love this.
It virtually reverses bee colony collapse.
It does. It reverses bee colony collapse. We've got some stuff on our site about that as well. And you can place them all over your home. You can wear them on yourself. You can place them around your home. You could add to it or take away or try something small, see if you like it. And then you can just build that as you want. You can use it in conjunction with other things. Mm-hmm. Some people like to use things like, EMI filters in the electric sockets, like different products.
For example, you can, because we support other businesses as well, like if you wanted to get an EMI filter to clean up the dirty electricity that's going into your house mains, you might want to have a pyramid that rests on your computer or near the router in your living room. And so what you're doing now is you're basically covering the space and also the actual filter that's plugged into the mains to clean up the electricity that way.
So that's basically how they work. They passively create that field, and you just have them around you. Now, something else that people might realize is that there is a definite calming effect. The first time I ever put a pendant on, I felt this like relief. And what it is that you've been bombarded by the EMF that's like irritating or causes yes. agitation. And then all of a sudden it's like you get to like breathe, you know, like your body and your cells are finally relieved from being attacked. So it's, you feel very relaxed. You can get really good deep sleep. These are some of the effects that you'll feel. And what one testimony that you read on our site about pain relief, that was fascinating because it does create, it is pain relief. Like I had an injury in my shoulder recently from doing too much computer work. So it was like repetitive motion. And I would put the sleeping pod right underneath my shoulder when I was lying in bed, and it literally relieved the nerve pain that I had. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, it can be for pain relief as well.
Yes.
Wow. So if you guys, go into this FAQ, I mean, I'm actually amazed at what you guys have. One of the things that my conspiracy hat comes on, right? And I say, well, why did you guys use pyramids? I could just hear the folks saying pyramids. Oh my goodness, that's on our dollar bill, and we've been learning about the bad guys. I'm just throwing it out there. Tell me a little bit about pyramid. Why the pyramid? It must have some. There's got to be a reason they built them everywhere. There's got to be something going on there. What do you guys got on that?
Fascinating.
Yeah. So we did a 4-part scientific video on our blog page, and in one of the part of the 4-part series is all about the pyramid structure and what does it do? Why are there pyramids in the Pyramid of Giza? What do large pyramids do on, what are they doing on this planet? So what we found is that there was research done in Russia in the late 90s to the early 2000s by someone by the name of Professor Golod, who worked for the University of Moscow. And this research was to study the effects of large fiberglass cladded pyramids that were 10 stories tall. And he had these things installed all throughout, not only on the rural areas of Moscow, but also all throughout the oil fields in Russia. And they ran studies for years about what these pyramids did to the environment electrically. What's happening is that they found, they took, because this was a large study and he had the funding, he was able to get a military helicopter with ion measuring equipment and flew around these pyramids and found that these large pyramids emitted negative ions from the Earth into the ionosphere. So they electrically coupled to the Earth's environment. They found that what was considered extinct plants grew around the base of the pyramid. Also, there were unusual effects inside of the pyramid, things like with the Russian winter, when things go far below freezing, they had samples of water inside the pyramid, and the samples of water did not freeze. if you believe they're saying like 10, 20 degrees below what should be freezing, the water was still liquid state. Only when they actually went to the water, the glass of water, and picked it up with their hand and flicked the glass, it went from a liquid state to a solid state.
Oh, wow.
Instantly.
Oh. Also, the final one, the one that they filed a world patent for, mm-hmm. is that because they knew these pyramids emitted a specific kind of energy in reaction to coupling with the Earth's field, it was changing the viscosity of the oil deposits underneath their base. So we're talking like hundreds of meters down, this viscosity of the oil in the Russian oil fields, the viscosity changed. It basically got thinner. It was easier to pump out of the ground. And for that, it was like, I can't remember, I think it was like 7 or 8 professors filed for a world patent for that.
Yeah. Makes so you really start wonder. Seeing
pyramid-like buildings erected around the world, around oil facilities, you'll know why.
That's a good point. I really am fascinated. Been doing a lot of research. Someday I'll go down that rabbit hole with folks, but on the energy that the Earth actually has put up together by our creator. And yes. I get into this sometimes. I discuss it around the dinner table with my family about electricity and how that was created to steal money from us and blah, blah, blah. But I want to get into today. But yeah, we're noticing more and more God actually provided, and I believe they've erased a lot of that history from us. And I think many cities around the Earth were created in such a way to draw that energy in. And we had plenty of light without light bulbs, and we had all this other stuff. And now we're discovering even more so about the energy that they haven't shared with us. And I believe that God Almighty put you guys on this earth and many others to finally wake us up to what's going on. I wanted to read another one from South Dakota. Your products work. I have the flat one under my sweet potatoes as an experiment, and it kept my store-bought potato fresh for over a month. Number two, the sleep puck has done as you said, plus it reduced inflammation in my hip socket. I actually need to get to the chiropractor for that as well to correct it. But what a difference. I mean, this has got to be exciting for you guys to get, you know, all of these testimonials from folks to let you know over and over again. I'm so glad that we're helping everyone on the earth that is buying this product. I just think it's amazing.
Absolutely, LT. It's why it's what keeps us going. Customer feedback is what keeps us going.
Something like that. It really makes our day.
Yes, it does.
And we forgot to mention those charge plates. That's what they were talking about in that one testimony there.
Yeah, the large plates.
So the plates can be used for several different things. You can just place them around the house. That's one thing you can do. Or you could put them in your refrigerator because they help to preserve the shelf life of your food, especially if you've got like organic fruits and vegetables. You know how expensive those can be.
The green leafy ones.
And how quickly they can go off, right?
This
that's the garden plate.
The golden, right below the golden black. The golden black
ones. Those two plates. Yeah, yes. Those are charge plates.
Wow.
Right? And so you just put one in your fridge, in your produce drawer, and that will help to preserve the life of your living food that you have in your house. You can also place like a bowl of fruit on top of those plates. And like for me, it made my romaine lettuce last like an entire month. So it really can help save a lot of money so your food doesn't go bad as quickly. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, there's something called structured water. So this field, when it passes through drinking water, helps to structure the water, changes the structure of the water that makes it healthier to drink. So you could just place a pitcher of water on top of one of the charge plates, leave it there for about 45 minutes.
Or permanently if you want.
Or permanently. And it will put that field of orgone energy through the water, structuring the water and making it healthier for you to drink.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. You know, I'm back on your FAQ site again. I just want to share something. I think it's interesting, and I think it's important for folks to know, based on what I've seen with your interviews, just been amazing. And some of the things you've done recently to kind of help us out, especially with the small businesses and in light of some things that were exposed. I want folks to know that you guys have a relationship with our Heavenly Father. Is that correct?
Amen. Yes.
Okay, good. Amen. And so in that, one of the questions they asked here, I thought was pretty silly, but you know what? Folks might ask, is this witchcraft?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We get that from time to time because, you know, there's something in the Bible that says something about not wearing amulets and things like that. So all we can say is that we are Christians. We are born again. We love Jesus. We dedicate our life and our business to Him. And we just want to do what Jesus tells us to do.
Right.
We believe firmly that this is a natural technology that God gave us to help fight and combat the other technology that is bad for us. It's being used on us. So this is like an answer that comes from God.
Yes.
It's not witchcraft. We do not like dedicate our products
to other gods. No.
Or anything like that. And you know, if you look at the designs that we use, we had to design all of them ourselves on CAD programs, send them to a factory to create the masters that we use. We use the designs on our products that are based on things that we see in nature. So like right there for the charge plate, if you look at a picture of a sunflower and the patterns that the sunflowers grow, you know, things that God made,
right?
So we're just doing designs. Geometry is based on things that you see in nature, which is what the Creator made for us. So
yeah, it's amazing.
I hope that helps to answer that question about witchcraft.
Yeah, that's good. No, I love that. And it's just, you know, we go back and forth with this information. And although we've been through so much in the past 3 years, especially you mentioned with COVID and more, where they really put the fear tactics out there to scare us. It really did, in a sense, when I say Romans 8:28, and we know all things work together for good, to those who love the Lord, to those who are called, the called according to his purpose. And I've just noticed an influx of many people that reach out to this channel saying that they're reading their Bible again, they're back in church, they have a closer relationship with their Heavenly Father again when they didn't really, they were backsliding, whatever. And I've noticed more and more of those things that were hidden from us, that were for healing our bodies, more and more of those are starting to grow. And I think that's why they, being the enemy, they're losing control. They want us censored. They don't want the videos out anymore. They want to close us down on social media because they don't want us to know about these products. They want the enemy from the very beginning has wanted us dead, in my opinion. And so God Almighty's using these things to say, look, you know, you have all of creation. You see that I'm the creator and everything there. And guess what? In Romans chapter 1, you're without excuse. You're without excuse. Everything that you've seen, you know that the Heavenly Father's put this together. And these folks that say, I don't believe in God. I mean, more and more. I mean, everything that we've noticed on the earth. I believe these things were hidden from us for years. A lot of folks knew about these healing products, these protection products is what I call them. And they attack us. And I was just watching a show recently. Somebody was telling me to watch. And and one of the guys, actors, walks in. He sits down. And he goes, "So how was your day?" And he's a detective. He's like, "Well, I'm tired of going after the anti-vaxxers and the conspiracies on 5G people and blah blah blah. So enough of them. I'm going to a different product people now." I'm like, "So they tell you in their own movie and TV series what they're doing. They just can't stand us and they attack us constantly." And I'm just glad that that we're being protected by God Almighty, and you guys are doing just an amazing work. And I love this product, and I can't wait to have this around me and my family at all times. And I'm telling you, I can sense over all the time, I sense that something's going on. And why do I have continual pain and problems with headaches and more after I've done everything I can to stop it? And I just know, beyond a shadow of doubt, of all these videos I've seen, that this is having an effect, the cell phone, these computers and everything around me, Wi-Fi and more. And I've just, I'm one of those guys that says, it's about time. We need to get the word out.
Amen. Well, thank you for that, LT. Yes.
That was wonderful. They are advancing technology right now.
Yeah.
Like in the last few years, especially. The technology is getting more sophisticated, and a lot of it is operating on different frequencies, like terahertz frequencies. So this research can go really deep, but all you would need to know is that our natural technology that you're looking at here, these orgone products, they operate on the same medium as the emerging new technologies that they're rolling out right now. So they can fight off that bad technology at the same level, if that makes sense. And we've got a lot of presentations that go more in depth. But just know that this will stay up to the times of the newest technology that they're rolling out. Our products can stand up to that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And your website again, if you go, guys, again, below this video, ftwproject.com/REF/532, they've got so many things on here. They've got about the affiliates, shop, specials, videos, blog. The blog is fascinating. I actually went in there and typed in Pyramid, and all their articles popped up on Pyramid in the video. And I know a lot of folks are going to like that one and contact you. It's amazing what you guys have done, and I've seen you grow over the years. The way the products look now, I mean, they're beautiful, and I think we're on to something big, and I think you guys need to prepare, because the And We Know fans, when we watch things and we just feel the Holy Spirit guiding and directing us, just be prepared, because I know they're going to just love meeting you guys, getting these products put in their homes, and start realizing more and more. We're going to get healthy, and we're going to experience life the way we're supposed to on this earth.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we're ready for you guys. We're real people. It's our family business, and we have a little team here that's ready for anything that you guys might want to ask us. Or so just know that you're working with real people, not some giant corporation where there's no faces. It's like, it's literally me and Tavon.
Yeah, these products aren't coming from the Far East. They're only made in one place in the world by hand, and that's our small dedicated team of artisans here.
Amazing. So is there anything you guys want to close with before we go?
Just want to say thank you so much. And it's really great to finally have a chance to come on and speak with you and your audience. And thank you for your support in the past as well, for the work that we've been putting out there on other shows as well. So thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Amazing, folks. So again, ftwproject.com/REF/532. Just click on that description box. Just go below the video, click on that link, and you'll find all these products and have a blast on their website. It's more than just the products. I mean, there's research there. There's more learning than you can imagine. So get ready. Get ready to sit down for weeks on end and just do some great, great learning about what our Heavenly Father's provided on this earth with this energy, okay? All right. Thank you, guys. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Folks, I invite you to join me and the And We Know family on a cruise to a majestic place called Alaska, August 11th through 18th, 2024. We will chart our adventure aboard the luxurious Holland America's Westerdam, cruising us to historic Alaskan ports like Juneau and Ketchikan, destinations renowned for their scenery, teeming with forest and wildlife, the freshest caught salmon and other delicious cuisine, and known for the locals' friendly charm. The Isaacs are coming too, and we can't wait to sing worship and patriotic songs by this renowned Southern gospel group. We'll also enjoy powerful biblical messages and share life stories with my family and me, listen in on a live podcast recording, and have question and answer time and interviews with special guests. So visit inspirationtravel.com/LTA. Today. It's in the description box below this video. That's inspirationtravel.com/LTA. Looking forward to seeing you soon.